The instructions are now clear to Moses on what he's going to do, the details of the task. But then God says something surprising. Exodus 3 verse 19. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I'll stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. After he will let you go. Interesting. God has promised earlier that you will worship me in this mountain. Remember, so far Moses has not left the place where he met the burning bush. He is still at the burning bush and he's taking details of the whole trip. And he's being told, I've told you what to tell him. But he's not going to give in. And I think that's what you've been talking about, the temptation to think that if God is the one who gives you a project, there should be no problems on the way. So that when you get problems on the way, you start assuming God is not with you. In this instance, he's promising to be with Moses, yet he's promising Moses real failure. He'll fail many times. I'll have to do miracles because there'll be many failures. This Pharaoh will refuse to let the Israelites go. And then I'll have to do miracles. I think it's important to ask yourself, do you like analyzing the total project like we have been talking about this so many times? Looking at what can go well, looking at what can go bad, so that you come before God, you have seen the total picture of the project.